I'm going to tell you in a minute about a meeting some of us had the other night with a representative of the Seventh-day Adventist denomination from Washington, D.C., their religious liberties secretary. Along with him was the local Southern California district religious liberties secretary for the Seventh-day Adventist organization, and one of their attorneys. They had contacted Brother Alfred Todd about Brother Kenneth Yacht's case that we expect to come before a federal court for a hearing, possibly now in November. Earlier we had thought October, but due to some of the developments I'll tell you about, the date will probably be set ahead to November. They had heard from Brother Alfred Todd, or Alfred had heard from them, expressing an interest in Kenneth's case and wanting to submit to the court before this hearing what's called an amicus curiae brief, a friend of the court, legal brief, saying that we too, on this point about belonging to labor unions, we believe these people have a point. It's interesting, we found out that the California State Fair Employment Practices Commission has a lady lawyer here in town who's very interested in Kenneth's case and has persuaded the commission, which earlier wouldn't pay any attention to Kenneth, said, no, we can't rule in your favor. You left your employment with North American Rockwell Corporation because you wouldn't join a labor union. And one of the conditions of employment was that you must belong to a labor union. Kenneth said, I'm doing it because of my religious, spiritual convictions. They said, that doesn't make any difference to us. You quit your job. Kenneth said, I didn't quit. I was loyal to my God, and they fired me. And they wouldn't give him the unemployment benefits he could have gotten. And he lost his job, so he appealed to the Fair Employment Practices Commission. Well, at the time, they heard what we had to say, but ruled that since the state laws allow for the closed shop, that Kenneth's claim was not valid. But this lady attorney in their local office here has gone to bat, as it were, and convinced the Fair Employment Practices Commission that they should submit a brief on behalf of Kenneth, his case, and beyond Kenneth to others of us who are with him in the faith, has convinced the commission that they should submit a friend of the court legal brief in favor of Kenneth. So that's going to happen. Anyway, we had the other night at my home these three men, one of them an attorney. The two others were apparently preachers, but given this particular job in the Seventh-day Adventist denomination, they came to my home. Brother John Moy and Kenneth Yacht came, Brother Tip Austin, and Brother Tom Murray. And we had a most interesting time. They wanted to know some things about us. Well, we were so delighted to tell them about whose we are, what church we belong to, and of how we're sure from God's word that he doesn't want Christians to belong to anything but his one true church. And as members of that one true church, we're all one. There's no occasion for division in the one church of God. We here in Alhambra, we here in this building this morning, who are simply Christians, simply members only of what every other Christian in town's a member of, we're not causing any division on that point, at least, between us and other Christians, are we? Not at all. We're doing what will make for unity. Anyway, we had an opportunity for quite a while to go over and go into, and Brother John Moore was there, and we got to tell something about the tax case, and they were very interested, wanted copies, and we did give them copies of the book that we have giving the whole case. Gave one to all three of those men, as well as other Bible literature. Told them that after it got to a point where, the man from Washington had another appointment, he was going to have to leave pretty soon, and they were interested whether we would be willing for them to present this brief to the court. Well, I asked the attorney, I said, well, do we have a say in a sense? Isn't it the judge who determines whether he'll accept a legal written brief of this sort or not? He said, well, yes, but he said, we would prefer to have the consent of your consent before we did. And anyway, when it came to the point, we had tried to be the testimony we could to them and assured them of our willingness to believe that they were brethren in Christ and our desire to sit down with them with open Bibles about the things we're not together on. But finally, we were brought to the point where we had to say, we do not believe the Seventh-day Adventist organization is of God. We do not believe that it has any biblical authority for its existence. We do not believe that the prophetic scheme that they follow, which is the basis of their believing that God started a special testimony back in the 1800s to the idea that Christ is carrying on special judgment in heaven that will be carried on until it's all completed, and during that time of judgment, he's given this special group of people the special judgment hour message and so forth that they claim to have, touched on the fact that we don't believe that their system of interpretation is true at all, and then brought out to them that we are jealous for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Christians are told, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks unto God and the Father by him. Well, now again, there's no occasion for division there among Christians, because every Christian has the name of Jesus Christ. And we said to this effect, we're going into this not because we're primarily concerned with winning the case. We're told in God's word that my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So Kenneth Yott has God's promise that his need will be supplied, whether he goes to court or doesn't go to court, whether he wins the case or doesn't win the case. His needs will be supplied by God in heaven. Our reason for going into court is to be a testimony for our Lord Jesus Christ. It's an opportunity for us to inform others of the teachings of Christ about employee-employer relationships. It's an opportunity for us to let it be known that there are some people who believe not only that God's Word teaches that, but that they should follow it and are willing to suffer for it for Christ's sake. We are jealous. We are privileged to tell them that any victory that comes, all the credit will go to one person, the Lord Jesus Christ. We do not want to see other people, other organizations come into the picture that will confuse the question of just whose case is this? This is a case of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we said, we want to be sure he does take the case. We read in the Bible about unholy alliances, of how King Jehoshaphat joined affinity with Ahab, for instance, and of how he was rebuked by the Lord's prophet for it. I said, we hope you won't take personal offense at this, but we want you to appreciate how that we are doing this in the fear of God. We want to honor him. We want to glorify him. We want his name to be honored through all of this. And therefore, we want to, so far as what we are, accept and encourage. Kenneth Yott asked, well, suppose the papers get a hold of this. Suppose the newspapers write up this case. And suppose they mention that the Seventh-day Adventists have joined us in this. What would that convey? And so forth. Well, they tried to tell us that it's clearly understood in the legal profession that this sort of thing, on any given case, that no matter who it is, if they want to file a brief with the court saying we're in agreement on just this one thing, that there is not a matter of being fully aligned or making alliances with others when such a brief is submitted. But anyway, we conveyed to them that while we wouldn't, we weren't trying to give the final word as to what might come. We wanted to confer with Brother Todd and other Christians. Yet it was our feeling at the time that we would not encourage them, we would not solicit their support. It was interesting that before this older man from Washington, D.C. left, he said, well, if you win this case, it will only be because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Told us of some cases they had an appeal and had gone up to the Supreme Court and wouldn't be heard and so forth. Yes, he said, if you win this case, it will be only because of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, well, we believe that, and we want that to be true. And he said, well, whether right or wrong, they didn't argue, they didn't peep. So far as defending Seventh-day Adventism, are suggesting that we were wrong in the position we're taking about the one true church in the name of Jesus Christ. They didn't try to fight a bit about that. But this older man, preacher, from their Washington, D.C. headquarters, I guess more or less their world headquarters too, he's supposed to be back there next week, give a report to their committee or whatever they have. Anyway, he said, well, whether right or wrong, we have a legal department, organization, and we're interested in this case, and our intent is simply to let it be known to the judge that this case is more far-reaching than you people immediately, that it involves others, and so forth. And he was trying to impress us that they'd be glad to be a big brother to us, you know, and help us along in this. Well, we didn't want their help on that ground. I was grateful for the fact that our whole conversation was in a sense very amiable. And the young attorney who was with them said, well, we understand why you're trying to be careful. We don't blame you a bit. And this older local man, one of their local preachers, he was quiet the whole evening. But they did agree that they wanted some of our Bible literature and said that they would be willing to get together with us for some Bible study. We said, to us, this meeting here is one of the things that we hope to come, the type of thing, from our effort. It's an opportunity to meet and talk and witness to others about Christ and our faith in Christ and endeavor to bring others to walk with the Lord. We believe that if we're walking with the Lord and somebody else is walking with the Lord, then we're walking together. And that's where we want to walk. That's where we want others to walk. And we'd like to be together with you. Could we get together for some Bible studies? Well, they indicated we will be able to. So anyway, you pray that whatever comes of that, the Lord will be honored. But anyway, I want to go on to tell you this. They stayed a couple of hours at least. But next Wednesday at 11 o'clock in the morning, we have an appointment. And I say we, meaning that it's open if some of you are free and able to come. We have an appointment with the lady lawyer for the Fair Employment Practices Commission, the state office, to talk to her. She wants to meet Brother Kenneth Yopp, and she wants to hear from us more of who we are, what our position is. This lawyer told us the other night that she's an atheist. She's an atheist. Well, maybe we'll get to show her the living God. We can tell her about him. She apparently is not interested in our religious beliefs. She's simply doing her job in protecting the rights of individuals, which is proper in itself. Whether we were Watchtower Witnesses or Jews who rejected Christ or Seventh-day Adventists or what, it's her job to look out for our civil rights, our legally protected interests. So she's only trying to do her job. But it's another opportunity, just like Paul had when he went before King Felix, King Festus, King Agrippa, and we read all it in the Word of God, as he appealed to Caesar, and over again had opportunities to witness before kings, before the Gentiles, before the people of Israel. That's what we're here for. Well, I called Brother Alfred Todd Friday, I guess it was, told him about our meeting. He was very interested, and he's preparing a letter to this Seventh-day Adventist attorney, more or less confirming what we said to him the other night, but at the same time saying that so far as we're concerned, we'll leave it in the hands of God. We do not solicit your filing this friend of the court brief. It would be supposedly an aid to us. But of course, it's up to the judge as to whether he'll receive it or not. Anyway, he's preparing a written letter. The brethren in Fort Worth are going over today, and some of us will have the privilege of going over it here together. And then if we're seeing, agree that it's in accord with what we believe our position should be, we'll send it on to the local Seventh-day Adventist attorney, and he'll forward it in turn to their representative in Washington, D.C. But this case is beginning to get some notice. But we need to face, what are we doing? What's Kenneth Yott doing going into a case like this? I took the time yesterday and the day before to listen to a tape recording. Some of us heard it at one of the camps here 2 or 3 years ago. A tape recording of a meeting that we had in 1967, some of us, in Dafford Todd's home in Dallas. Brother Maurice Johnson was there, James Cock, Jack Langford, Bill Tedford, Bob Thompson, I was there, Joe Agee from Virginia. We talked together about the subject of labor unions, about the attitude of Christians toward labor union membership, about the question of whether one who deliberately stays in a labor union after knowing what the Word of God says, whether he should be listened to if he tries to be a preacher. And we prepared, before we made the tape recording, a list of people who down through the years